The entertaining Sean Casey will be coming up at noon talking a little World Series with me. You don't want to miss that. Right now we're talking to Chris Hoke on the Fan Hotline, which is brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitas. Chris, the Steelers made Baker Mayfield look awful last week. How much do they deserve credit for them, and how good or bad do you think Baker Mayfield is?
Oh, listen, I think he was playing pretty good football coming into this game. Over a four-game winning streak, he had 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He struggled in the second half the week before, but he was playing decent football. And they came in, and he was injured, and they got after him. They hit him hard and often. And what I liked was on the back end, what the defensive backfield did to Baker Mayfield. They had him confused. They had him tossing the ball up, and he was throwing the ball into places he shouldn't have.
Well, we're going to talk about Minka Fitzpatrick and the play he made on the third play of the game, the Browns' third play. And Chris, 10 of 14 the week before, the Eagles on third down, the Browns 1 of 12. What was the difference?
Hey, Cookie, that's 8%. 8% on third down against the Browns. The difference was that they upped the pressure. I believe that when this defense is at their best on third down is when they're bringing pressure and they're able to get to the quarterback like they did against Baker Mayfield. And against the Eagles, even though they had 5 sacks, I don't believe they had the consistent pressure on Carson Wentz as they did against Baker Mayfield. And so Carson wasn't feeling that kind of pressure. And that was one of the differences. The other difference was I loved how on the back end, again, the defensive backfield of the Steelers, they were disguising coverages and then running the different coverages as the ball was being snapped. And so they weren't allowing Baker Mayfield to, quote-unquote, read their mail or know what was going on before the ball was snapped. And that's why he struggled to get the ball out. So I think it was a combination of both things, and that's why they were successful on third down in this game.
We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield's play when we come back and also ask Chris Hoke, how do you stop Derrick Henry? No one else has done it for the last year and a half. In fact, Mike Tomlin said he's never seen a highlight reel tape quite like Derrick Henry's. We'll talk to Chris about that next, right after an update here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.